Josh Kadzow is on Front Street, officially called by the KNOM spotter vehicle and Kelly Brabeck. And we are going to go live to Lorelei on Front Street right now.
Josh Kadzow is driving his team down Front Street, and they're nearing the chute. He's kicking behind the sled, encouraging his team to the finish line, not yet to the chute. Some friends are here to greet him at the finish line. This is Josh's second attempt to finish the Iditarod. He ran last year's Iditarod and scratched. So this is his first finish, first Iditarod finish in his career that we hope continues. He's one of the young mushers, one of the strong young mushers who's entered the race. He finishes just behind Bethel's Peak Kaiser. Josh Kadzow, now a finisher of the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race. Big smiles from bib number, the man wearing bib number 55.
Huh? I had to, yeah, it was pretty dry.
Breakfast time.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
That was quite a journey. Atta boys.
Good boys. Good boys.
Good
boys.
Gets a big hug from a family member.
Pike, you made it.
Josh, what are their names?
Huh? Pike and Pete.
Were they the main leaders on the trail?
Most of the way, yeah. I had to drop one of my main leaders in Elam. Toby, he got an injury, so I depended on these two, and here we are.
Now this is your first Iditarod finish. You know, you attempted to finish last year. What are you thinking at this point? What was it like crossing the Burled Arch this morning?
Oh, it was wonderful. I just couldn't wait. we just couldn't wait to get here. We actually did the last part of the race pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they wanted to get here too, just about as me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, the trail conditions were really tough. And talk about that. How did you overcome all those challenges on the trail with the trail and the weather?
Oh, just dogs were tough. So, you know, we just went through it as it came, and that's the Iditarod.
Uh-huh. All right, can we expect you next year?
Oh, we'll see. I was thinking the Yukon Quest, but we'll see about this one.
Yeah, you definitely have the toughness. Welcome to Nome.
Hey,
I made it.
Gets a big hug from race marshal Mark Norton.
Real style.
Congratulations, Josh.
And Joanne Potts greets him also.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Hey, awesome job. Wow.
Big smiles from the musher from Fort Yukon. Again, it looks like his father is here along with some friends. He came in with a cup of hot chocolate somehow. That's nice. His two lead dogs are kind of hugging each other right now. He's petting his teammates, going back up to his sled.
Otherwise, just forget the booties for a while.
Yeah, nice. Come on. Good.
Good. Good. Good.
All right, we're going to soon do the official bag check. We're now to his bag.
You have the mail.
Oh, yeah.
Do I give it to you now, or I got to drop it off?
Yeah. And your vet books?
Look at them. They all looking at me.
Give that to me. Congratulations, Josh.
Hey, thanks, Stu. Yeah.
Sleeping bag.
Josh keeps looking at his dogs with big smiles while he's grabbing his stuff to make this an official finish.
Great. It's one of the greatest bunch of dogs I drove.
case you got a chance.
The fastest dog team I've ever driven.
Where are your dogs from?
That was from me. And look at George Atla.
That's fine.
That sleeping bag.
Booties.
Your axe.
Booties are in here. Axe. I think there's more booties down there too.
He has some basketball shoes in his sled.
There's snowshoes right here.
Yep.
What else?
Your cougars signature. In the back.
Huh?
Your signature.
And I am. What place?
You're officially 15th or 14th place.
Oh, wow. Pretty good.
Congratulations, Scott. He's chopping up some snacks for his dog team. They're all looking at him, wondering what's going on. This is the first time they've seen the finish line in Nome. He's pretty happy and pretty proud of them. A pretty good finish for the rookie run to Nome. Again, bib number 55, Josh Cadzo from Fort Yukon. The young musher finishes his first Iditarod in 14th place. Reporting from the Burled Arch in downtown Nome, I'm Lorelei Kinnean.